What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, February 1st, 2023, getting into the next month of the year here, 2 weeks to Valentine's Day, so make your plans accordingly. Tomorrow's Groundhog Day. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. And, you know, it's a very cold weather here in Indiana. We got a lot of glare ice down in Texas, you know, major winter storm, a lot of people without electricity. We'll talk about that later on as well. So, you know, it's definitely a cold winter, despite Al Gore and Greta Thunberg out there saying, "Oh, we're broiling, and it's all your fault." Anyway, we've got a lot to talk about. It's a very, very busy news day, and Mike is in our control room taking care of business. We're going to try and get as much news as we can in before it is time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. So let's get right on into it, because we're starting to see indications of major scandals surrounding Joe and Hunter Biden, far, far worse than anything we thought was out there. And where this may be going, we'll talk about in a little bit. But apparently, following the revelation that Joe and Hunter Biden had mismanaged classified documents, the Democrats knew they were in trouble. Joe Biden is definitely a liability going into 2024. And the Department of Justice has had to pick a special counsel to investigate it. A former Trump appointee is handling the case, and Biden and his handlers are very, very worried about that. And top Republicans are smelling blood in the water. James Comer, head of the House Oversight Committee, is also investigating Joe Biden's misdeeds. And in a recent interview, he dropped another bomb. This isn't even the only scandal Biden is being investigated on. Apparently, there are allegations of influence peddling, which is selling the benefits of presidential authority in exchange for money, something which Hunter Biden apparently, according to the laptop, was engaged in. But House Oversight Committee James Comer said during an interview Monday that Joe Biden was under investigation for influence peddling with our adversaries. Ooh, the bad guys. Now, I seem to recall a little known aspect of American law that giving any kind of aid and comfort to our enemies in times of war is called treason. And it sounds like Joe Biden definitely was getting close to that. And of course, what an embarrassment to the entire nation to have the president involved in treason against our nation with another country. I mean, that's something that the government really could not survive in terms of its legitimacy. And so we're getting into some territory of big secrets here. Now, apparently the FBI conducted a search for classified documents at Biden's Rehoboth Beach, Delaware home. You know, Biden's got houses all over the place. And it's probably safe to assume that unlike Mar-a-Lago, the FBI will not simply throw documents on the floor, take pictures, and hand them out to the mainstream media. But apparently the FBI did show up at Biden's home in relation to the probe into documents marked classified in his residence and former private office. And the White House has started calling a new kind of lid. It's a brunch lid. In other words, Biden needed to take off to do something personal at pretty much the same time the FBI was going into his home there. Now, there is a growing awareness of biological warfare activity that was going on in Ukraine. In fact, a lot of people said that one of the major reasons Putin invaded Ukraine was to put a stop to U.S. development of biological weapons, which were apparently being tested on the indigenous population as well. And a lot of attention is circulating around Hunter Biden's involvement in the biolabs. in particular, Metabiota, which Hunter Biden owned a big piece of and received millions of dollars worth of contracts from the Department of Defense. Now, Metabiota is a San Francisco-based startup. It compiles data from around the world to supposedly predict disease outbreaks. They run several labs in Ukraine that have been linked to dangerous bioweapons research. Now, Russia is out there saying they have documents confirming that U.S. biological warfare laboratories were operating inside Ukraine and testing their developments on the population of the country. Supposedly, Russian troops have secured over 20,000 documents, references, and analytical materials, and interviewed eyewitnesses and participants in American military biological programs. Now, remember, biological weapons are banned by international treaty, the Biological Weapons Convention. So the United States, which signed and ratified this convention, is out there basically making prohibited biological warfare weapons. Now, it's also turned out that basically about the same time that Russia began its special military operation into Ukraine, Zelensky sent out orders to the Ukrainian government to destroy all information regarding Hunter Biden's Metabiota company. And they just wanted it all erased. They're getting rid of the evidence, and they got the big drums, and they're shredding and burning and burning and shredding, and clearly have something to hide. And basically what this amounts to is that Zelensky was caught red-handed destroying evidence of Hunter Biden's biolaboratory network. And so, yeah, and this dovetails with all this stuff about COVID possibly being a biological weapon or basically a platform to try and vaccinate us all against the use of a biological weapon. And now it looks like the Bidens were neck deep in that. Now, George Santos has issued a statement that he requested House Speaker Kevin McCarthy remove him from all committee assignments because of all the active criminal investigations into him. It's turned out that George Santos is a major fibber, making up a lot of things about his past that simply are not true. Meanwhile, Maxine Waters is caught up in yet a new nepotism storm after paying her daughter $192,000 in campaign funds to run a slate mailer operation. Now, Karen Waters earned that $192,300 for operating endorsement mailers between January 2021 and December of 2022. That's a lot of money in a very short amount of time. The practice involves Waters accepting payments to appear on the mailers, a common practice in the state, but notably rare for politicians on a federal level. Okay, now the Biden administration is considering a public health emergency declaration regarding abortion. They're still out there pushing abortion, you know, at any and all time, abortion on demand. It's a woman's right to choose. Well, can't she choose to use a condom? Okay. And apparently not. The attitude is, go ahead, get pregnant. It doesn't really matter. You know, we'll just chop up that little kid for spare parts for somebody else, and everybody will get rich, and we'll all have a good time here. But it looks like Biden is going to issue a declaration trying to basically reimpose Roe versus Wade on the nation by imperial edict. And we don't know if that's going to work or not. But right now over in Minnesota, their governor, Tim Walz, has signed a bill granting an unlimited right to abortion. And this law is basically on the same level with places like North Korea. And the so-called Protect Reproductive Options Act asserts a woman's fundamental right to continue the pregnancy and give birth, or obtain an abortion and to make autonomous decisions about how to exercise this fundamental right. In essence, they're saying you can have an abortion in Minnesota right up to the moment of delivery. Okay? And I think probably a lot of people are going to agree, including people in Minnesota. This is really going a bit too far. I think most Americans agree there should be reasonable limits on abortion. And the heartbeat law strikes me as a good compromise there. And again, this is a huge, huge issue only because adults are refusing to take responsibility for their own sexuality and, you know, have birth control with them. And I don't mean the pill, because we know how harmful that is, you know, but there's condoms and there's other things that you can do. And you can simply say, all right, we're going to have a good time tonight. We've been at the bar. We've had a few stiff drinks here. We've gone to the Tongue and Groove Waterbed Motel. And we're going to make our choice now about the woman getting pregnant by using birth control. And that's all it takes. Okay, because nobody is going to really get upset when you take a used rubber full of male essence and flush it down the toilet. Nobody considers that to be alive. But this idea of a woman getting pregnant and carrying the baby almost to full term and then deciding, oh, I've changed my mind, I don't want it. And, you know, the women keep saying, it's my body, my choice. It's not your body. If you check that DNA, okay, there's your DNA, and there's the DNA of the unborn child, and it is a separate individual. And, you know, there has to be a consideration, you know, in that regard. And this totally selfish attitude of, you know, I'm going to do what I want to do. And, you know, if I do get pregnant, well, I'll just, you know, flush it down the garbage disposal. I think that is creating a national character that is not too well respected around the world. So anyway, let's see. This kind of surprised me. One would expect the Smithsonian institutions, which were originally privately funded by somebody named Smithson, you know, to basically maintain an even posture. But apparently, a dozen Catholic school students were kicked out of the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum in Washington because they were wearing beanies with a simple pro-life message on them. In fact, all the beanies said was pro-life. And the Smithsonian said, you've got to get out of here. We don't like that message and we don't approve. So it's really a contentious situation, which could have been avoided by people accepting responsibility for their own sexuality and making good choices thereof. Okay, that's all it's going to take. All righty. Now, today began the funeral for Tyre Nichols. And this was, of course, unfortunately, the gentleman down in Memphis, a black gentleman, 29 years old, was beaten to death by five black Memphis police officers who have been fired and charged with murder, as well they should. And I noticed there's a whole bunch of police brutality stories all over the corporate media, except they're from like 4 and 5 and 6 months ago. Somebody is intentionally going on out and trying to put up all of these police brutality stories to try and dilute the fact that what happened down in Memphis doesn't fit the narrative of good white people, rather bad white people, good black people, because this individual, Tyre Nichols, was killed by five black police officers. And they're trying to make that go away because it doesn't appear that there was a justification for the violence on the part of the officers to begin with here. Now, somebody wrote a comment about what happened. This was over in tackymag.com, and it said, one downside of reading these articles is that tomorrow's headlines aren't really all that much a surprise. For example, while much of the media world is currently stunned that the five Memphis cops who beat a black motorist to death are themselves black, regular readers who follow the independent media are not. And, you know, the reality is that there are good white people and bad white people. There are good black people and there are bad black people. And instead of deifying the blacks and saying that, you know, they're blameless and it's all the fault of white supremacy, we need to basically treat black people and white people and green people and yellow people and red people as individual human beings with free will, who, when they make good choices, should enjoy the benefits, and when they make bad choices, should experience the consequences. Instead, are the corporate media and the establishment, you know, are now treating the black population like sacred cows, that they are above all criticism for anything they do, including, you know, burning down cities. Remember, the corporate media is out there saying, well, it's mostly peaceful protests out here, you know, and so many buildings got burned down here. And you know, the media is still trying to do that. Over on CNN, it was obvious the prostitutes were disappointed that all five of these police were black. Now, there was an effort, apparently, to try and drag at least one white police officer into this mess because one of the body cameras recording the incident was worn by a white officer, but they couldn't find anything that he had done other than to, you know, witness the situation. So they really couldn't do much of anything with that. But, you know, CNN was out there with the headline, "The police who killed Tyre Nichols were black, but they might still have been driven by racism." And, you know, it's desperate. How are they going to somehow blame, you know, the white population for when blacks are killing blacks, which is exactly what happened? And CNN is out there with this attitude that blacks are racist against blacks because of white society's message that black people are inferior, blah, 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 blah. And it's just a load of nonsense and nobody's buying it. The proof of that is in the ratings. CNN's ratings have not been doing very well of late, and they're going down. You know, talk about a crash dive, you know, in a submarine. And Chris Wallace's new CNN show is called, you know, Who's Talking to Chris Wallace? They should probably change the name of that show to Who's Bothering to Watch Chris Wallace? Because his ratings are down in the toilet following the launch of the show. And it's looking like Chris Wallace is going to last about as long as CNN Plus did, which was not very long at all. Okay, getting into COVID, this is going to get really interesting. The House has voted to terminate the COVID health emergency immediately. The Republicans got the backing of seven Democrats in order to declare an end to the health emergency. And this is going to get interesting because if the Senate passes this bill and Joe Biden vetoes it, he'll basically bury the Democrats for 2024 across the board. Now, if Biden allows this bill to become law, he's going to face investigation as to just where all those trillions of taxpayer dollars went. And Joe Biden is trying to get ahead of this by making it look like it's his decision to end the COVID emergency. And yesterday he was asked by reporters about his plan to end the COVID-19 emergencies. And he kind of fumbled and stumbled, as he usually does. But, you know, just basically trying to make it look like this is all his idea to bring it to an end. And, of course, that will be sad news for the pharmaceutical companies. Pfizer is reporting record sales and profits behind the COVID vaccine and the oral treatment. Basically, their revenues topped $100 billion in 2022. Money, 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 money. It's all about the Benjamins. It's all about the, you know, the profit there. You know, stick the needle in them. We don't care as long as we get our money. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right. Oh, yeah.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID. We're talking about the business side, because I've been saying all along since day one, this is all about Benjamins. It's all about making money. And so what if a few 10,000 people or so die? It's just the cost of doing business here. So there's an interesting article over, it's a YouTube video, and it's an interview with Bill Gates. Now, Bill Gates invested very heavily in the vaccine developer BioNTech, okay, and he rode that up to the top, and but now he's cashed out, and he's made his money back 10 times over. This is how you get to be a billionaire in the modern world. And so now Bill wants to be seen as a good guy. He's reevaluating the vaccine's effectiveness, and he's now promoting a new possible mouth spray vaccine, which I'm sure he owns a big chunk of to begin with anyway. It's all about the Benjamins here. All right, article coming out of Global Research by Dr. Russell Blaylock, and it's about the COVID-19 pandemic and the mRNA vaccine and what is the truth, because obviously we have been fed a great deal of smoke and thunder and fire and distraction and mirrors to sort of keep us all, you know, obediently shoving needles in my arm, in people's arms. And this article is saying the COVID-19 pandemic is one of the most manipulated infectious disease events in history, characterized by official lies in an unending stream led by government bureaucracies, medical associations, medical boards, the media, and international agencies. And that is exactly what it has turned out to be. And there have been all these unprecedented intrusions into medical practice, including attacks on medical experts who don't go along. There has been a complete violation of the Nuremberg principle of informed consent for experimental treatments, which these mRNA shots are still considered experimental treatments. And it's just been jammed down our throats and up our wallets, as it were. You know, the media, corporate media, legacy media, medical societies, state medical boards, and the owners of all the social media have appointed themselves to be the sole source of information concerning the pandemic. And the interesting thing is, of course, that these people are themselves not virologists or medical doctors. They are, in fact, censoring people with far more thorough knowledge of the subject than they themselves have. But again, it's all about the money, and it's all about protecting the money. And we can see that in how they're trying to bury that latest revelation from Project Veritas regarding how Pfizer was considering the idea of deliberately mutating the COVID virus in order to produce a more virulent form requiring more costly vaccines and treatments. Well, more about this a little bit later. Now, over in Great Britain, a lot of people there were criticizing the government's lockdown policies. And apparently there was a secret army unit that spied on British subjects who criticized the lockdown policies. And this was the UK's Information Warfare Brigade, were part of a sinister operation that targeted politicians and high-profile journalists who raised doubts about the official pandemic response. And again, that's got nothing to do with Nuremberg and informed consent. That's dictatorship. We're going to tell you what to think. We're going to tell you what medications to have. The end result of this is they were treating you all like you were farm animals. If you go to a large factory farm, you know, you'll see somebody going down the line with all the cattle or the chickens or whatever and just jabbing them with needles, you know, because we know what's best or at least most profitable. Which has, you know, led to some disasters, too. Maybe one of the reasons why we all of a sudden chickens aren't laying eggs anymore. All right, story coming out of Palexander's Substack. There is a new study out of the United Kingdom. It shows that COVID gene injection vaccines, the mRNA, are deadly. And they're pointing out that mortality rates per 100,000 people are lowest among the unvaccinated in every single age group. In other words, if you've been vaccinated, okay, your life is now cut short. And there isn't a thing you can do to unwind it. And that's the harsh reality, and the evidence continues to surface. And meanwhile, the pharmaceutical companies and the government and the corporate media are out there saying, oh, no, it's got nothing to do with that. We're indemnified. You can't sue us. We meant well, and that's all that matters. Monday, we were talking about this article that came on out that a lot of people initially thought had to be a satire piece. And I don't think so. I think it was a serious attempt at propaganda, because normally when you're writing a satirical piece, there are elements of humor in it. Okay, we're going to talk about this when we come back from Easter.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. And we were talking about this article that came on out that literally tried to sell the idea, now that we see how much damage the mRNA vaccines have been doing, that it was all the fault of the unvaccinated, because obviously we knew there was a problem and we didn't warn anybody. Well, that of course, is complete and utter nonsense. Everybody who tried to sound a warning, or just say, we need to be cautious about this, they were deplatformed. They were cut off from online payment services. They were ridiculed by the corporate media. And so if you're really looking for somebody to blame in all of this, it's like Deep Throat said, follow the money. Who was making money off of all of this, and who was sharing in that largesse, as it were? So it's a serious problem out there, and fingers are being pointed here. But now doctors are standing up, and they're saying, you know, okay, you can take my license, but I'm going to say what I need to say here. And there's a group of 57 leading scientists, doctors, and policy experts have released their report calling into question the safety and efficacy of the current COVID-19 vaccines and are now calling for an immediate end to all these vaccine programs. Now, we already know the Johnson & Johnson shot was dangerous. It has been pulled from the market. You know, that didn't get a lot of media coverage. Now, they're still up there saying, well, there's, you know, Pfizer and Moderna, and those are the ones you should get. Oh, what happened to Johnson & Johnson? Oh, I don't know. It's someplace out there. No, it got pulled off the market because of blood clotting problems. Okay? So, you know, so you've got these 57 experts. They're joined by another gentleman. This is Ratzef Levy, a professor at the MIT Sloan School of Management since 2006. He's an expert in analytics and risk management in health systems, and he is saying it is time for an immediate halt to the mRNA vaccination programs, which are clearly failing. And they are killing people. And nobody wants to admit it. Nobody wants to admit that they were wrong. But there was actually an op-ed in Newsweek, no less, saying it's time we face up to the fact that we've made a mistake. And, you know, we've got to deal with it. People have, you know, died from this, okay? Now, over in the UK, this is being reported in Global Research, there was a police investigation that documented that it was known back in June of last year, actually June of 2021, that these vaccines were causing harm. And it was all hushed up to protect the profits and the money. And in June of 2021, evidence was provided to Nadim Zahawi MP, the vaccine minister at his office in Stratford-upon-Avon, and acknowledged by him. The evidence was referencing Dr. Brian Bridle, a consultant working on the COVID vaccines. Dr. Bridle sent out a worldwide public warning demanding the vaccines be stopped immediately because the spike protein was not staying at the injection site. We were all told, oh, it'll just stay at the injection site. Now we know it's everywhere, and it's accelerating aging. It's affecting your fertility. It's an absolute disaster. It's the worst medical goof since thalidomide. So it's all coming on out, and they can't keep a lid on it anymore because nobody trusts the corporate media. And now they're just looking to find who they're going to blame for it. And it's like a game of hot potato. We're going to pass this one around, and, you know, whoever's left holding the potato when the music stops, well, you get to take the blame for the COVID disaster. But again, thalidomide or the 1976 swine flu disaster, this is a bad one. This is definitely a bad one. Now, getting on back to Project Veritas, they have that video where they caught this director from Pfizer admitting that Pfizer was toying with the idea of what they called directed evolution on the COVID virus, okay? In other words, triggering deliberate mutation. Another description for it would be gain-of-function research, because that's what gain-of-function does to a pathogen, makes it more pathogenic, more infectious, you know, more capable of causing illness. And, oh, my goodness, we got to go down to the pharmacy and get more medicine and, you know, break open the piggy bank and so forth and so on. So YouTube, which is still very much about protecting the dollar, has pulled down the Veritas video, even though Pfizer issued a statement. It was kind of a weird statement where they're out there saying, well, we're not mutating the virus, but what we are doing to it can cause mutation or something like that. It was a non-denial denial is really what it came down to. All righty. Now, apparently Project Veritas has found a leaker inside YouTube who has provided them with copies of the official government, the official instructions handed down by YouTube management to employees regarding these exposés of Pfizer. And basically it was, you know, make sure this does not get talked about, make sure it does not get posted, and we've got to protect Pfizer's stash of dollars because we're all stockholders and we're all making money here. Okay, now, we're all kind of burned out on Corona. It's kind hardly an issue anymore. And in most countries, hygiene measures are now no longer in force. But over at the World Economic Forum, they are ready to basically put the pedal to the metal. They want to have a global patient file. In other words, a single centralized computer repository with all of your medical information in it. And what could possibly go wrong with that? Tony Blair, former prime minister, was out there advocating the need for digital recording of vaccine status to make sure that we all have the shots on which these vaccine companies rely for huge amounts of money. Now, a lot of people, and I've said this before, but it bears repeating here, a lot of people don't understand that the CDC owns the patents on those very same vaccines they keep recommending children be given in order to go to school in this country and around the world for that matter. And, you know, when I was a kid, autism was something that was very, very rare. And then as more and more vaccines get added to the vaccine schedule, as more and more people are pouring money into the vaccine industrial complex, autism is now becoming very common. And, you know, they're out there trying to say, well, there's absolutely no link whatsoever. Well, can we at least investigate it? Nah, there's a, you know, nobody will fund that research because they don't want the answer. You know, they're not going to pay to ask a question they don't really want the answer to. Now, we've been talking about this problem with pilots who have had the vaccines all of a sudden dying in the middle of flights. And FAA keeps a database of pilots incidents where they die in the middle of a flight. And prior to the introduction of the COVID vaccines, it was very rare because commercial pilots have to be in excellent health. I think it's they call it a grade 3 physical that they have to go through. And then all of a sudden, after all these vaccines and these airlines mandating vaccines for the flight crews, then we have, this was happening all over the place. The numbers just went through the roof. And the most recent one happened up in Chicago, a small commuter flight bound for Columbus, Ohio. The pilot lost consciousness right after takeoff. The co-pilot took control of the aircraft, got it back to the airport. The pilot later died at the hospital. Nothing's been released about his medical condition. Incidents like this were exactly what pilots who rallied against mandatory COVID vaccines were trying to avoid. Well, the FAA has finally stepped to the fore on this issue and announced there will be no investigation into pilot death or disability caused by the COVID vaccines. That's the FAA, which is supposedly in charge of the safety of the nation's air travel network, saying they are not going to look into the issue of whether this sudden surge of pilots losing consciousness or dying on the flight deck in the middle of flights has any relation to the COVID vaccines that were mandated for these pilots by the aviation companies. So the cover-up continues. The cover-up definitely continues here. Now, FAA advisors have voted to replace the original COVID vaccine with the bivalent boosters despite a lack of clinical trial data. They're just out there saying, well, let's try this, let's try that. Where's the safety data? Well, we don't have any yet. Remember a Pfizer official testifying before the European Union? They hadn't even tested to see if the vaccines actually reduced the incidence of contagion. Okay, and it's all about the money here. And that's why they're scared. They've taken so many shortcuts, okay, that a really good lawyer and an honest judge are going to basically destroy the vaccine industry's indemnity. See, normally you cannot sue a vaccine maker for damage caused by the vaccines. You have to go through the vaccine court, and the vaccine companies are basically off the hook at that point. But if they're caught in criminal operations like scientific fraud, then the indemnity is invalidated, and they can be sued and criminally prosecuted. Pfizer once paid something like $9 billion for false advertising to settle that. We had, of course, the scandal involving Purdue and the Sackler family, who were literally bribing hospitals and doctors to overprescribe opioids to create a permanent population of opioid addicts on whom they could make money. That kind of behavior is not protected by the indemnification. All right, let's talk about the international news. Things are getting very, very tense, but there may be something happening off to the side. It's highly speculative on my part, but I'll get to it in a minute. Okay, now, Russian troops have taken Artemovsk into an operational environment. This is according to Yan Gagin, assistant to the acting head of the Donetsk People's Republic, on the air of the Russia 24 TV channel. He said, our forces are closing the ring outside the city. Now there are battles for control of the route of the Yar Artemovsk clock. So the Russians are gaining ground at this point. All righty. High-ranking officials of both NATO and the Russian Federation have now admitted the two entities are at war. Ooh, imagine my surprise and shock on that one. And the idea that NATO could send 324 tanks to Ukraine and it not be seen as a military confrontation by Russia, that was never going to fly anyway. And Russia is now saying that all NATO weapons inside Ukraine are legitimate military targets, and it won't take much for them to say, well, these NATO weapons that are outside Ukraine but on the way in, those are legitimate military targets. And this thing is going to continue to escalate because they're, you know, hey, it's more money for the defense contractors here. Now, this is an interesting development, okay? And basically the story is that the foreign minister of Egypt was used as a courier to deliver a message from U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken to Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov. And the message was essentially calling on Russia to simply stop its war in Ukraine. And the message is Russia should just quit and everything will be fine. And, you know, I think that's a tough sell right there. But it may indicate that there is a faction fight within our own government about whether we need to move forward with this war or not. Now, remember the scandal of the Pentagon Papers when it came on out that the Pentagon, Defense Department, and the White House knew we could not win in Vietnam, but nobody wanted to be the bad guy to stand up and say, we've lost this war. And so they just kept the war going, poured in tax money, poured in the lives of young Americans, and just let it grind on. And that was that scandal. So there's always that idea of, you know, we've got to be right no matter how wrong we are. That's a factor. The other factor, of course, is the military-industrial complex, which is making tons of money off of all of this, and then they don't want that to go away. But I think there is another portion of our government that is realizing we're not going to come out looking good on this one, that this could be our second loss in a row after Afghanistan. And I think that some of the top-level officials in our country are looking for a clean exit strategy where the U.S. can sort of back away from this war in Ukraine without looking like they lost it. I don't think that's going to work, though, and that has to do with the way the United States behaved when the Soviet Union was driven out of Afghanistan, you know, Charlie Wilson's war and everything. The U.S. Government thumped its chest and proclaimed how great it was and how evil the Soviets were. And, you know, obviously we had achieved success in Afghanistan because we were the good guys. And Putin is going to remember that. And he's not going to want to live with that kind of propaganda abuse. And I'm sure he's got a lot of people around him who don't. So I don't think Putin is really going to be open to simply being told to go home and all will be forgiven. So I think this is going to escalate. But it does look like there are portions of our government that are not optimistic about what's going to happen with this war. Okay, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba has said that Ukraine expects to receive between 120 and 140 Western-made tanks in the first wave of deliveries. Russia has responded by fast-track testing of a new tank-killing robot in Ukraine. This is a automated, crewless system. It's a tracked vehicle, and it is set up specifically designed to penetrate the armor of the U.S. tanks. And apparently the armor on the U.S. tanks does involve depleted uranium, but the rest of it is so classified, they're worried about Russia getting hold of some of the A1 Abrams armor in a lost tank, and that would be as embarrassing as when they lost the F-117 over Kosovo. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our masks and our
but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news. We're talking about Russia and Ukraine. And the U.S. is still sending more and more weapons to Ukraine. Now, both the U.S. and the United Kingdom have backed off sending F-16 fighters, which may be an indicator that there are segments of the government no longer enthusiastic about this adventure. But they are still sending some weapons, and the U.S. is going to send Ukraine longer-range rockets in their next arms package. Now, Reuters reported that the U.S. will provide Ukraine with the longer-range Boeing-made ground-launched small-diameter bomb for the first time as part of an over $2 billion arms package that could be announced as soon as this week. And I don't know about you, but our local community could really use that $2 billion, you know, rather than just building something that's going to go, and that's the end of the money there. All righty, story out of Global Research, The Other America, or the Three Missed Chances to Avoid World War III. And it starts out with the observation that today's world does feel like it's spinning out of control, which I understand. I said the same thing pretty much on Monday. And, you know, a lot of people are very concerned about a potential nuclear confrontation between Russia and NATO. I'm concerned that the U.S. is prepared to use, you know, massive amounts of biological weapons in this new global war. And there is this, you know, mindset sweeping through the collective West. There's huge amounts of money in lethal aid to Ukraine, and Senator Lindsey Graham has said that Kiev will fight Russia to the last Ukrainian, which I'm sure the Ukrainians are concerned about that. Now, another story, this is from SmoothieX12 Blogspot, talking about Colonel McGregor and how, you know, as far back as 2014, was among those voices that came on out saying the U.S. is really incapable to take on Russia militarily. And that's something that I've been saying about both Russia and China going back for years now, that we lack the manpower, the manufacturing, the money to prevail in a conventional war against either Russia or China, certainly not against them both. And that means if we get into such a war, you know, the moment one side or the other fears that they are losing the conventional war, they will resort to the weapons of mass destruction. Speaking of which, the C-17A cargo plane has now been cleared to transport the new B-61-12 nuclear bombs to Europe. And this is going to be the Globemaster 3 will be doing an airlift of these nuclear bombs to Europe. To bases actually here in the U.S. as well as Europe. Okay, meanwhile, the Bell Helicopter Corporation is starting to make armed versions of its civilian helicopters to try and sell to Europe and wean them away from Russia's rotorcraft. All right, we've got to take a break here for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8255. We'll be right back.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.